It's a dangerous trek across the Turkish border into Syria. With the Turkish military patrolling one side, Syrian forces and rebel fighters on the other, the risk of being caught up in the conflict is extremely high. But for 29-year-old Syrian Ayman al-Hadad, it's a risk he's willing to take.
I have to find any way to go to Syria and to make something for those people, for those whose Bashar Assad killed them. So I think that I cannot carry a gun, but I can bring some technology, some new technology, because we are not only in gun machine war, we are also in media war. And media war, it means you have to bring technology, you have to use technology.
So. Al-Hadad is helping Syrian opposition activists get their stories communicated outside the country.
Welcome to Syria.
On a recent journey into Syria, Al-Hadad brought satellite phones and computers to the Free Syrian Army so they can transmit pictures and video. Media coverage inside Syria is limited to state-run broadcasts. International reporting is spotty, as Syria doesn't allow foreign reporters to roam freely, leaving journalists to cover their stories illicitly. So, Al-Hadad says, it's up to the Free Syrian Army to tell their own stories.
They need good coverage from the media. Till now, the media, it's not covering well. It's covering only few parts from Syria.
Al-Hadad's 18-year-old brother, Aboud, lives and travels with the Free Syrian Army, documenting scenes from the front lines and sending information to his older brother to distribute. Al-Hadad says his brother, seen here injured during a fierce attack on the FSA, is his hero.
Today, we must document everything in this revolution. Every baby had killed. Every woman had killed.
Al-Hadad says the Free Syrian Army must publicize their plight. And, he says, rebels must tell of their lack of military training.
I saw these brave people that they don't have any experience with the guns. They have any experience with the war, because it's really war.
Al-Hadad vows to continue the media war.
I will stay helping the people in my country. I have to. I don't have any choice. I have to. They are my family.
Rudy Bakhtiar, Voice of America, Antakya, Turkey.